This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series called Pure Gospel. I want to start by reading Jude chapter 1 and verse 3. I want to start where we left off yesterday. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men, who turned the grace of our God into lewdness and denied the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Think about that, the concept of eternal fire, a fire that is never quenched, you know, a fire that is never abated, never satisfied. That's a terrifying concept, I think. And of course, it's not a concept, it's a fact. There is such a place, hell, it's very real. But here, it tells us to contend earnestly for the faith. You know, this is a day, I believe, where we must understand that we are called to contend. For we see that from the very beginning, there were those who sought to subvert and corrupt the purity of the gospel. And it's a spiritual battle. What is happening in our time with regards to apostasy and false teaching is not new. It's very ancient. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden and even before that in Satan's rebellion in heaven. Original sin was rooted in the original lie, ye shall be as gods. We must fight, therefore, to maintain the purity of the gospel. It's a privilege, a high and a holy calling, for we're dealing with sacred scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So if you don't know the word of God, you are not complete. But again, it's interesting. It talks about evil men and imposters growing worse and worse, not just deceiving, but also being deceived. People are not only lying, but starting to believe their own lies. But again, here Paul points Timothy to the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation, true faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So it's not just faith in God. It's not just some sort of an abstract faith in a generic God, but rather, like the Bible says, this is the true God and eternal life. Jesus Christ is God. He is Lord. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And John 14:6. And so it's important for us as the church to acknowledge Jesus Christ for who he is, because Christ said, nobody comes to the Father but through me. And so this Bible isn't the word of men, but the very words of God. And so we start from that very point and that place and that position of recognizing the Bible is God speaking to me. The Bible, like I said, isn't the word of men, but the very words of God that reveal and unveil the plan and path of salvation. Truths and secrets that previous generations longed to understand are revealed to us in this book. John Wesley said, I want to know one thing, the way to heaven, how to land safe on that happy shore. God himself has condescended to teach the way. For this end he came from heaven, he hath written it down in a book. Give me that book at any price, give me the book of God. Hallelujah, I thank God for that book. It changed my life. My mother gave me a Bible when I was 18 years of age and it changed my life. I can say the Bible has, you know, defined my life. It has, you know, it just so changed the trajectory that I was on when I surrendered my life to Jesus. You know, because it's guided me, it's directed me, it's spoken to me all of these years. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. I marvel that you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to do what? They want to pervert the gospel of Christ. And That's a shocking statement to contemplate. Sometimes we read these things without really thinking in a deep manner. For me, my Bible reading has probably slowed down a lot in terms of, you know, I still give time to reading the Bible, but I find it harder to get through large amounts of it because every sentence is so profound, so powerful, so thought-provoking, so filled with wisdom and understanding and revelation. But when you think about that phrase, there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. As hard as that is to imagine, that there are people who want to pervert, they want to change, they want to, in essence, subvert or misrepresent the message of the gospel. Verse 8, but even if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. And as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. But I want to make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which is preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. So Paul here addresses the fact that the gospel that he preached, God gave it to him by revelation. And so Paul here isn't coming before us with opinion or conjecture or the ideas and philosophies of men. He's not, you know, rabbiting some other rabbi or teacher. He's sharing of what God has given to him directly. And so, you know, the message is pure, it's uncorrupted, it's potent, it's life-changing. But he acknowledges that God gave it through revelation. And chapter 2, verse 4, and this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. So these passages warn us that there are those who would pervert the gospel. And Paul and the early disciples and multitudes of believers, known and unknown, down through the ages have fought, taught, prayed, suffered, and in many instances died to ensure that the gospel in its purity would be handed to the next generation as its most prized possession. And this gospel is now in our hands. We mustn't fail in our responsibility to hand it untainted and unmolested to the next generation. Judges chapter 2 and verse 10. When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And so we see that, you know, unfortunately, the children of Israel weren't diligent in handing the faith to the next generation, at least in this instance. And a generation grew up who did not know the Lord nor what God had done for them. And tragically, you know, because they had no moral foundation, no moral backbone, so to speak, they had no direction, no path that they were on, invariably they ended up in idolatry. And I believe that's a warning to our generation as well. We must pray for our children, but we must do more than just simply pray. We must convey. We must convey the message to them in its purity. So again, that's where we need to be on our knees, and we need to be living this before our children so that they too, when the time comes, will surrender their lives to Jesus Christ and serve his purposes. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCBR. God bless you.